What's up, After Buzzers? You are here watching the original Season 3, Episode 16, Alone with Everybody, but you are not alone tonight, so stay tuned to talk with us.
The destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I wanted to do a Night at the Roxbury head bob, but we all blew it, you guys.
I know,
me too. I'm Roxy Stryer. You guys can find me everywhere at Roxy Stryer alongside Katie Says Yay, Katie Campbell.
Hi, you can find me on Twitter at Katie E. Campbell. That's Katie with three E's Campbell.
Katie in a very special shirt tonight. Yeah. Would you like to take a moment to explain yourself?
Yes, I'm wearing a shirt that says Fryay. I hope you can see it.
Fryay. Fryay.
Yeah, Fryay, because our shows are on Friday, even though this is Sunday, and it's really exciting because we came back from a long hiatus, and Katie Says Yay, so Fryay. And I was so excited about this today.
Guys, she explained this like three times, like everyone who walked up, she was like, oh my gosh, do you get my shirt? This is what I'm wearing.
Speaking of shirts, she's just here for the fun. It is our chat mistress, Tiana Hobson.
Hello everyone, Tiana Hobson here. You can find me at the Tiana Hobson on Twitter and Instagram. I'm also in our YouTube live stream right now. You guys are really going fast tonight, and it's been a while, so my eyes are a little slow. So are my fingers taping back, so bear with me.
You guys all know at home, Tiana likes you way more than she likes us anyway. So make sure you do join her live in our YouTube chats. Or if you missed it live, you can check us out on iTunes, on SoundCloud, wherever you are. Leave a comment. We love reading what you guys have to say. If you want, give us that 5-star, that thumbs up. It helps to motivate us here to keep on talking to you guys. Not that we need much motivation, because we would just talk to each other about this frickin' show anyway. It is that good, but I know that there is another show that is coming out soon. Might just be a show you guys would be interested in, and I think Tiana's here to tell us a little bit about it.
Yes, guys, we've got a new show coming to the CW Tuesday, April 19th. It's coming, and there's no cure. The greatest enemy comes from within, from co-creator of The Vampire Diaries and Originals,
what?
Julie Plec, and Emmy Award-winning director of Game of Thrones, comes the riveting outbreak thriller Containment. When a mysterious and deadly epidemic breaks out in Atlanta, a massive urban quarantine is quickly enforced. Loved ones will be torn apart, and those on both sides of the fence will be put up to the ultimate test of survival. Not just fighting disease, but fear, isolation, and the unknown. But is this virus an act of Mother Nature, terrorism, or something far more sinister? The truth will not be contained. Secrets begin to unravel. Society begins to crumble. But unlikely heroes will rise. Ordinary people will defy the most extraordinary odds. Don't miss the utterly terrifying yet highly anticipated new series, Containment. And this must-see limited series event premieres Tuesday, April 19th. And you can catch it on the CW, right where you can find all of your other favorite shows by Julie Plec.
Yeah, I would trust her with my life, so I'm pretty sure I'll trust her with my TV viewing.
I mean, have you guys seen the preview for this? Because it looks scary and creepy.
I can't contain my excitement.
How long were you thinking about that pun, Katie?
Just the last, like, 3 seconds.
No, there's no way.
No,
as Tiana was talking, I saw the wheels turning.
I could feel her.
Listen. While I was, like, freaking out, I was thinking, oh my gosh, I'm so excited for this, and I can't wait, and that's what I was going to say, and then I'm like, I can't contain. I thought about 3 seconds ago.
Mm-hmm. It was good. It was good. It was Fryay good. And also, I will say, I thought that shirt said Freya when you first came in, and I was like, oh, that's dedication.
That would've been cool.
Yeah, it would have been. It would have been. But instead, Fryay.
What would your shirt have said to join us tonight?
Yeah, mine would have said Colvina exclamation point, no question mark needed. And then it would have had a sexy little kiss makeout session. But we're not talking about Colvina yet. We will get there. First, I want to talk about somebody out there's favorite ship. A lot of your guys' favorite ship, actually. Mm-hmm. I think you know that I am talking about Clayley. So this is an exciting moment for Clayley fans, even if you are not shipping them as a couple, just to watch the parents of Hope helping each other and go on this journey. I thought it was really cool. It was one of my favorite parts of the episode tonight, just watching their interactions and how they actually aren't threatened by one another and aren't afraid to tell the other person what makes them better and how to help. How did you guys feel about the road trip?
I enjoyed watching them too. I'm Halija, but I respect clearly fans and their opinions, but I like watching them as parents and they respect each other. And I think my favorite part of all of them, you know, with Hope today or on this episode was that when Haley told him don't be afraid to
be not kind,
yeah, and to be weak and to be kind. Yeah. I loved that moment.
Being kind doesn't make you weak or something. I believe that was the line.
Yeah. And I love that because he respects her opinion. And I think that regardless of if ever anything happened romantic with them or not, they should respect each other's opinions because Hope is in the picture. So I thought that was a strong moment.
T, how'd you feel?
I've gone back and forth on this whole Klaus and Haley, the Clayley shipping. And the more I'm seeing them together now, the more I do like them together because, like Katie was saying, she does bring out a side of him that we don't get to see. And it's just one of those things where I'm still trying to figure out. I love Clayley together. I love their scenes together. I love the chemistry together. But I still don't know if I see it going romantic or if she's sort of the moral compass of she's one of the only people who Klaus actually listens to. Klaus apologized to Haley tonight.
I know.
That never happens. Mm. Who does he apologize to? He doesn't apologize to his own siblings when he stabs them with daggers and puts them in coffins for hundreds of years.
Yeah, that just shows how much respect he does have for the mother of his child, as he should. I also think it's crazy that she looked at him tonight and said, "The enemies you have are the ones that you have made." If anybody else turned to Klaus and said that, dead. He would have just been like, "I'm gonna rip your heart out," or "I'm gonna kill you." There's just no way. But with her, she says something and he takes it to heart, which is really interesting to watch that dynamic.
And I think he knows it's true too, because it is.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm sorry guys, but the whole chat role, they want me to mention to you, Nicholas Kelly wants me to mention to you, Roxy, hashtag vamp dude Felicity.
Vamp dude Felicity?
Like the whole chat is writing that in right now. They said it's a Arrow reference of some sort and that, like, I had to bring it up to you.
Like they think that Klaus is the male version of Felicity? Huh. That's an interesting CW crossover.
Yeah.
There was another Arrow Vampire Diaries crossover this week where somebody said, like, always and forever, or originals crossover, and I was like, ooh, CW, getting their wires. That's interesting. But anyway, in terms of their relationship, I loved watching the two of them. Something that didn't pique my interest quite as much was when Haley went off to hang with her new BFF, the person she used to babysit for, Kayla. There has to be more than this, right? Like, this has to be a character that's coming into
the scene. Here's the thing. If they don't bring her back, I'm going to be real pissed because we just wasted a lot of time on her.
Right. So, it can't just be a lesson to Klaus that Haley's going to be a good mom to Hope.
But I think that now maybe she'll kind of come with them because the pack's already kind of dispersed in that area. Werewolves are being hunted in that area now. And her mom was an alcoholic, so who knows what happened to her. So hopefully now maybe they'll kind of pseudo adopt her and she comes back to New Orleans with them and remains in the mix somehow.
I don't think that's gonna happen, but I do think they did.
Just shutting down.
Shut it down,
Tiana.
Could,
because I don't know exactly what's going to happen, but I really do think that it was a little bit of Klaus being able to watch Haley being mothering, but the whole storyline with the wolves was more so that something's going on and somebody's attacking this pack. But my first initial thought was when we started hearing about this girl that Haley used to babysit for, I was thinking, oh, somebody is trying to draw Klaus out. Like, Klaus is trying to hide, and they're hiding in this bar, and Haley wants to go. You know, I thought it was somebody, like one of his enemies. But maybe it still is, but somebody's attacking that wolf pack.
Yeah, that's true. We don't know exactly why still. That's the question that Klaus is asking and that everybody seems to be asking. Okay, wait, T, just give it to me, T. Josh is Felicity, not Klaus. All right, that makes so much more sense.
Guys, you know I don't watch these shows, so you're talking in the chat role. You got to give me all the facts so that
I can... We'll talk about Josh a little bit later, but essentially I think what they're trying to say is that it's like the character that you used to love and now is a little bit getting in the way of some things.
Oh, okay.
But still is like a tech genius, as apparently we find out from him that that's what he studied.
He minored
college.
Or majored in it or something.
And computer science or something.
I was like, I thought you died in high school.
But I love that you took out your notepad to write me that note. I thought it was going to be something like, you have food in your teeth, or no, she just was, you're still talking about the
show. Well, because I didn't want the chat room to get mad at me for telling you the wrong information.
I know, you're amazing. Okay, so back to the Kayla situation. I did like that Klaus apologized, so we got that out of it. And I did like that we see what kind of parents they're going to be to Hope. But it wasn't enough to bring Kayla in. If we're not going to see her again, we'll just leave it there. Let's move on to a different ship. Mm-hmm. My favorite ship. Colvina. Oh, my God.
Talk about people getting in the way of stuff.
Cole is getting in the way of his own relationship.
Davina getting involved in family issues that aren't her business.
Finn getting involved in Colvina.
We all three have different opinion on who's getting involved in this relationship.
All right. Let's just say that when Davina's like, I've never seen a guy's room before. And I'm like, you're so hot. Oh, my God. Pounce on him. And Cole's like, this isn't going to work. I'm like, shut up, Cole.
That's what I'm talking about. Like, it's a hot moment for sure. You know, the two of them, when they kiss and, you know, when they, I don't know, it's cute. But
he hit it once and she can't get enough of it.
He hit it and quit it. No, he didn't. It was a joke. He did not quit it.
He just is so obsessed with this whole Finn thing. And it's just, he can't even get in the moment with Davina.
His brother murdered him. Of course he's going to be upset. And now he's resurrected and no one knew he was back. And it's just all these feelings are back. And he's had thousands of years to hate his brother in like 2 minutes with Davina. So I can see why initially he's distracted and not giving her the right kind of attention that she clearly misses, a.k.a. his penis.
Did this remind anybody of the Batman v Superman trailer where it's like, it starts with the fever, the rage. It's like, as Cole's talking later on, he's like, I can't help but the rage, the hunger. I was like, oh my God, you're like so scary right now, but in kind of a sexy way. I'm freaked out for myself. Okay, so they have a sexy hookup. But he ends up getting so close to her and getting that pulsating feeling. I think he thought he was going to go too far, bite her, whatever. And he just runs away. We don't really see the aftermath of that, except for Davina being like, I'm going after Finn now. Okay, Finn, you're ruining our relationship. Give you a taste of your own medicine.
Did she know what happened, though? Because her eyes were closed in that moment. Or did it just happen so fast that she didn't know?
I don't know. I thought her eyes were open and she was watching him through the mirror, which was also, like, kinkier and kind of really sexy. It's like, ooh, is he gonna bite me? Is he not? I was like, I feel you, girl. You're into that freaky stuff. But the other part of me was like, you didn't just see the man you love who said he could keep things under control, almost lose control and, like, kill you?
I don't think she's taking this threat seriously
I don't think
enough.
She's taking it seriously
When she sees him almost bite, I think she's taking this, like you just said, T, ooh, kind of hot, come at me. But when he runs out, she's probably like, oh, Finn, getting in the way of my hot sex. Like,
I don't think she saw him. I really think her eyes were closed.
Well, then why
does
she think he ran out?
Because he's just so focused on the rage. The whole conversation they had, yes, they'd make out, but then he'd stop and be like, but da-da-da-da, the rage, I'm mad at Finn, he killed me, whatever. So she probably thought he's got other things to do right now.
Maybe. Either way, she goes and she puts Finn permanently in this vampire body.
And that's where I think she was getting involved in family issues that don't involve her. Like, if your boyfriend has an issue with his older brother, let them work it out. Why are you now going behind his back and finding a spell from a house that you don't live in, going through people's stuff, ripping out spells, performing them on your brother's or your boyfriend's brother without even telling him? Yeah, in the long run, maybe it makes it better, but now you have a guy who doesn't want to be a vampire, anti-vampire everything, stuck in a body of a vampire for the rest of his life to just bring hell upon you and your boyfriend.
Right. Yeah. She also low-key was the catalyst for the rest of the episode going wrong when there would be no more White Oak if she hadn't made Finn stuck in this body. If Finn was able to jump bodies, then he wouldn't have saved the White Oak from going in the fire. If the White Oak had gone in the fire, then there would be no more threat to the Michelsons. He was the only one who initially wanted it. So I'm not trying to sit here and say that she knew what she was doing at the time, because I think Davina is still, by the way, like 18 years old and has a lot to learn. But she kind of messed up here.
Yeah, I kind of thought it was strange, a little bit weird for Elijah to want to save it in case there's a way out. I just feel like, where is that coming from? Because before we knew about the rest of the white oak that they had, didn't they think there was no more white oak? So yeah, he already thought, you know, and I'm pretty sure he likes being, or not, I like being a vampire. Maybe there's a lot of history there with him, but I don't know. I just thought that was weird for his character to save it like that and second guess it.
I did too, but then you see Finn's kind of plea of, you know, like an eternity. Really think about this. If this white oak disappear, you literally have no other way out. Even when you finally, if ever, get sick of this world in another 1,000, 2,000 years, how long, however long it takes for you to get to the point of like, man, I just want to die. I am over trying to save my family every 3 seconds. I've watched my niece grow up and she's adorable and but
you have to remember that these people have body jumped before. It's not true that there is absolutely zero way out. We know there are loopholes for everything. So we could put Elijah somehow in a different body, in a witch's body, and then we could murder him or something. Or just throw a dagger. If you get bored of doing all that stuff or sick of it, dagger yourself for a couple hundred years in a box. Like, I was with you, Katie. It was a quick turnaround. What I will say that I'm loving seeing is that we're fans of the Vampire Diaries. We came over from the Vampire Diaries, and I think it was season 3 that the originals were introduced, something really early. Now on this show, we're on season 3, and not only do we have Klaus and Elijah and Freya, but now we also have Cole and Finn. It's so cool that this show is titled The Originals, and now we actually are getting the originals, minus Rebecca.
And what was his name?
Henrik. Oh, Henrik.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who they tease, but then never.
I think he's here.
You already think he's here?
Yeah, I think he's talking to Finn. Or Vincent. I always call him Finn. Vincent.
Okay.
Kind of possessing him a little bit, getting in his mind. I think that's him.
Maybe. I just love that finally this is a show called The Originals, and it's not just Klaus and Elijah. Because it was The Originals as two of them for quite some time on the show.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we did start off with Rebecca, but then...
We did.
She.
Don't remind me.
I know. I wish she'd come back.
I know. Me too. Especially if we're losing Freya a bit. So... We'll get to that, but okay. Finn and Cole, do we take sides in this fight? They hate each other. When Cole walks in, he finds Finn pinning Davina up against the wall, whatever it is, leaps at him. Cole wants to kill Finn. Finn wants nothing to do with his family. Are you on team one or the other?
I can see what they're both thinking from both sides. You know, Cole's mad about...
Katie, the lover of love. Yep.
Cole's mad about Finn killing him. Yes, okay, so I get that. But Finn, he really... I feel bad for him that he doesn't want this. He's never wanted this, and he's back. But him pinning up Davina against the wall like that is kind of protecting himself from whatever she was trying to do to him. So
she did it. She didn't try. She did it. Did you see that weird thing on his body?
Okay, so he pinned her after.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so he's mad.
Yeah, which, okay, I want to respond to what Katie said, but I think I am more of a team Cole, just because I like him with Davina. Another reason that Davina kind of made me mad tonight was she goes and does the spell on Finn, locks him in his body, standing over him like, I'm a badass and I just did this to you, so suck it. And then as soon as he comes at her, she's like,
I know.
And I was like, don't stand up to the beast if you can't handle it, girl.
You cannot play with the big boys and then pretend to be
a damsel in distress as soon as something goes, like, not your way.
We just have to remember, T, she's young. She's young. She doesn't get it.
And that's why I want her to stop making stupid decisions.
Yeah, I know.
In my opinion, no one else's. Sorry if y'all like her and stuff.
So by the end of all of this, we do throw the white oak in the fire, but then we save it. By the way, baller move to just straight up reach into the fire and grab something you want. Like, no! Really,
immortal or not, playing with fire is dangerous.
Yeah.
So
Yeah, we saw that. Who was it who like went up somebody with a candlestick as a threat? I was like, what are they going to do with that?
It's like, he's going to burn him.
Okay, so we do save the white oak. That means that there's one left for all of the originals. And my question to you guys would be, if we had to lose one, if we have to use this on one, who would you want it to be used
Finn.
On?
Finn.
You just want it to be used on Finn because he wants
even,
it.
He doesn't even want to be there. I was like, oh, guys, easy fix right now.
I thought he was going to use it.
I thought we were all going to, like, load a gun and shoot him with the white oak. I thought he doesn't want to be a vampire.
No, he's saying he eventually might not want to be.
I thought he was going to shove it into himself right there.
He should have just done himself
The
off.
Reason I say Finn is because we've gotten way too much character development, love development with these other characters, and we do have character development with Finn, and I think... You know, there's been a lot of great things that they played around with his character, but for me, he'd be the one I'd want to lose.
Okay.
If I had to lose one.
While all this is going on, so meanwhile, on the other side of the campus.
Wait, Lucien had...
Well, that's what I'm going to get to after. So while all of this is going on, while they're saving the White Oak and everything, on our other team, which is Josh, Marcel, and Vincent, are... I almost want to say up to no good because I feel like each one of these players is kind of playing for themselves right now. Mm-hmm. We have Marcel, who we've gone back and forth all season about where his true intentions lie. We have Josh, who now wants to be a member of the Strix because he says if you can't beat him, join him. And then we have Vincent, who we were pretty sure was on our team. But then he goes all psychopath on us. I don't know which one of these people I trust right now, if any of them. How are you guys feeling about this whole storyline?
It's weird when ancestors are involved and so there's voices talking to you that you cannot see. And I made a reference to a Disney movie that Roxy Stryer has never seen before or heard of. The Princess and the Frog.
Heard of the movie.
The Princess and the Frog, which stars Princess Tiana, Disney's first and only black princess.
Like, how did you not know? That's what I always call myself, Princess Tiana. I'm like, I call myself Princess Roxy. No princess
I was
me.
A princess before she was. But in that movie, there's the voodoo witch man, and I can't remember his name right now, but he is kind of controlled by these spirits and ancestors, and it's like the shadows on the wall that are talking to him. So this whole Vincent scene when he's down on the floor and his eyes are turning colors and blood and stuff, yeah. I was like, oh my gosh, this is just like
Why do they
Princess
make their
the
eyes bleed all the time?
I don't know, that's just too much.
But I think he did so good with it, though. As an actor,
Yusuf does an amazing job.
Oh yes.
Oh, we have to get him back in here because mm-hmm. he wants to come back in front of the show. We love him. I agree, Katie. He does an amazing job because I believe him. I believe he's all good, and then I can see the transitions happening.
And he also touched upon his character has some kind of a dark past mm-hmm. with magic, so I think that kind of comes out when these things happen to him.
Yeah, so now he's teamed up with whoever's in his head, the ancestors, and Sophia, who was causing quite an issue in tonight's episode. First, she says she's a hired hand. I don't know if I 100% believe that. She might have stakes in this game. How do you guys feel about this new character?
Well, when she first walked up on Vincent in the cabin thing, I thought it was Cammy. And I was like, what's Cammy doing there? And I
was Cammy was so good in this episode tonight.
Oh my gosh, she was the best in this episode that we didn't see her in.
We'll see her.
No one even mentioned her this week on the episode either, actually.
No, class is like, I'm with Haley now. I don't care. Like,
who cares? But, you know, I think that she's definitely bringing a new twist to things. And this whole black market selling thing. And I still... It's all very mysterious, but, you know, I don't know. She talked about her boss being, like, this big, bad dude, and, oh, if you mess with me, you're pretty much dead right now. And then at the end of the episode, when the reveal is that Lucien's been behind it all, I was like, he hasn't done
Is that her boss, though?
Yeah, that's who she was talking about, yeah. Was Lucien. But, Tiana, you are thinking about the Lucien we've seen the last couple of weeks. You're not thinking about Lucien who came to town, who was, like, going all Joker style on everyone.
Yeah, but I guess I'm just confused with what he wants with all this now, because wasn't he his, well, I guess in the preview for next week we find out. Because I was like, if Klaus was his sire line, then he's not connected to Klaus anymore, so what is his problem? Like, go home, dude.
So let's jump back to Lucien camp for a second. So... while we're sitting with the OGs, Lucien gets this white oak and he throws it to Elijah. So we're all sitting here. I'm assuming you guys were feeling this way. Oh, wow. Like, he's finally on our team. He really just gave that to Elijah.
When he had the bullet at first, I was like, no, that's the worst person. I literally said out loud to the TV that he's a snake.
You looked at the TV and said it?
I did.
Wait, Katie, can you look at that camera for a second? And
he's a snake. That's what I did.
Perfect. Okay, that's all I wanted. Yep, continue. So you felt that way, but then what happened?
But then he threw it to Elijah, and I was shocked, but my initial reaction was, oh, wow, that was out of character for him. But then I started thinking, no, he's got some kind of a plan. Like, let me get these guys on my side, or, you know, and think that I'm with them. And then he's not.
So that's exactly what he did.
I knew it.
And not only did he do that, but Freya kind of was wooed by him a little, brings her flowers. She's like, oh, I don't have time for that. You could see she was kind of excited about it. But then he totally bags her and kidnaps her and takes the white oak and Freya.
Listen, he's done this whole flirty thing since he showed up on the show. And it's just kind of too strong of a flirt. But with them, I saw chemistry.
Although, you did?
I do.
In tonight's episode or before?
You know, in tonight's episode, too, you see a little bit of something there, some kind of a chemistry thing that could potentially build. I don't necessarily think that's going to happen now because of what happens at the end of the episode, but I feel that they have chemistry.
Okay.
I think that Lucien, for a while, he was there and in it, and then, you know, he kind of disappeared for a little while we were dealing with Crazy Pants and her brother. And then he kind of came back all of a sudden in everyone's lives and, you know, oh, he had been captive or whatever. I think I saw the chemistry more with him and Freya in the last episode that we had. And this episode, it looked like he was up to something. It looked like he wanted to be in the house, and I couldn't figure out why. I was like, the house is on lockdown. It's supposed to be only the originals here because someone's out to get them.
I couldn't believe they were even trusting him to be there.
Yeah, I was like, and why are you standing in the room in the middle of this family drama? He was kind of like a Davina in my head in this moment. I'm like, why is someone who's not in the family here right now?
T is all about family tonight.
I'm all about family, okay? I had a great weekend with my mom, and we talked all about family and what it means.
Katie says,
So I'm on pro-family right now.
So let's talk about what Lucien is trying to do. Let's get to predictions and we can explain all of that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, like we're going into predictions right now.
Like that's, yeah.
The way you said it was kind of confusing. Oh, I could see that.
All right. TV. Fair enough.
Yeah.
All right. Sometimes you can't win them all. You don't get them all right, you know? All right. So we find out that Lucien wants to be an OG. He wants to be an original, which is weird because by definition of the word original, you are not.
Well, we had done this spell before on the Vampire Diaries with Alaric. Alaric was created an original vampire from Mom.
That is true. I did not remember that until Katie started talking.
Well, so it's possible.
From Esther?
Esther, yes.
Right, okay. So now we want to do it with Lucien, or Lucien wants to do it to himself.
Mm-hmm.
And so
we needed the doppelganger's blood, though, to do that. So we needed Elena's blood, and that's how she created.
Why now do we need Freya's blood, then? He says we need Freya's blood. We need the...
he needed a Michelson witch.
Oh, Michelson witch.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Michelson witch did it in the first place. Look, can I just tell you, though, in my notes, when it was revealed that Lucien dragged her away, I wrote, he's a snake, and I said it again to the TV. Right here. He's a snake.
I can verify this information. Time, it Katie. Says in there.
He's a snake.
I agree.
Okay. My question is more, who would want to be an original? It seems like your life is always in danger. Someone's always trying to kill you or use you for something. But once he becomes an original, he's gonna continue turning people. I mean, Lucien's not gonna stop.
He's gonna untie himself.
He's
gonna have this whole line.
No, he can make it not. He can unsire himself.
But he would want to be sired to his line, though, so they can protect him. But
yeah,
I do want to say that something maybe enticing is the fact that he can compel vampires.
Yeah.
As an original.
Did and we ever figure out what all of those serums were that he had? That to help him not when he got bit by the wolf and he did that? Like, he seemed to have a bunch of different things going on.
I want
to
know how they made them.
Yeah. There's some factory somewhere we're going to find out.
Maybe he got it from the group over on Vampire Diaries, the Armory.
Well, we are going to Mystic Falls. Yeah. We also
which
have
we're
to keep
see,
in mind.
We're going to see Matt next week. And
Maddie Blue Eyes.
Maddie Blue Eyes on the originals.
Oh,
yeah.
I love Matt.
We have to also keep in mind Lucien's relationship with Aurora. Because at the end of the day, he loves her. So
that says a lot about his character.
Pretending to love her.
I don't know about that, T. That's a long time pretending.
I think he does love her, and I think that says a lot about his character, because she's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. Any other predictions, either in the chat or from you guys, before we do some outros?
I saw a few things, people saying that Lucien is the Beast. So mm-hmm. I don't think he's the Beast, though. I think the Beast is whatever is happening. I could be wrong, but whatever's happening to Vincent. And when I mentioned that Henrique might be the Beast, I saw somebody in the chat went by too fast, said that, well, he wasn't a witch. But here's something. Before they were vampires, Esther was a witch. So theoretically, Henrique could have a witch bloodline, right?
You won't let Henrique go.
No, because he's an original, too.
Yeah, I know. It's true.
I'm seeing
well,
a couple...
Well, he wasn't an original vampire, but he was an original family. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh, no, sorry, I cut you off. I'm seeing some people in the chat role saying that maybe Lucien owns the armory that's over on Vampire Diaries right now.
That could be interesting. Yeah.
Or maybe he's worked with them, and, you know, we see them experimenting a lot and coming up with all this stuff, so the stuff he had is kind of stuff that I feel the armory would be storing up, so...
Cool. Hmm. Really cool predictions. All right, guys. We will be back here next week. But in the meantime, where can everybody keep up with you, Katie?
You guys can find me on Twitter at KatieEE Campbell. That's Katie with three E's Campbell. Instagram at KatieCampbell13 and YouTube.com/KatieCampbellOnline. I have a vlog Friday.
Is that the name of your blog?
No.
And I'm Tiana Hobson. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at the Tiana Hobson and Snapchat, Tiana.Hobson.
You have to end that with...
Tiana_Hobson on Snapchat.
You have to end it with here for the party.
And I'm always here for the fun.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. I just have the most fun co-host in the entire world. I actually mean that. I love you guys. And we love you guys at home. Thank you so much for tuning in. You can find us everywhere at AfterBuzzTV, AfterBuzzTV.com, YouTube.com/AfterBuzzTV, on iTunes, on SoundCloud. You guys can find me everywhere at Roxy Stryer. Or next week, we'll be back here, same time, same place.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.